Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. And this is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to him to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." He answered, they asked him, "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent, and they asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ or Elijah or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Gaudete Sunday. We come here to rejoice. And as we prepare for a person, Jesus Christ, the joy of Christmas is near and near. We have looked forward to this Sunday of Advent, and joy is the theme of today. The Advent wreath can teach us much. As we look at the Advent wreath, this wreath helps us prepare for Christmas, the birth of Christ. It is this wreath that teaches us a great lesson of joy. After all, it is joy that is at the heart of the third Sunday of Advent. If we look at the wreath, the candles, we all know, give us light. And as we approach the darkest day on earth, December 21st, darkness dominates the day more and more. And we need more and more light. So more and more candles are lit on the Advent wreath. Because we need light, and the light of the world, Jesus Christ, is about to enter the world on Christmas. In Jesus Christ, we know that light conquers all darkness. We may wonder if darkness has the last word, and certainly it doesn't. Christmas, the child Jesus, life and light, faith and hope, these have the last word. The candles of the Advent wreath can teach us much as well. Purple, and today rose. Where does rose come from? You take the purple of Advent, and you mix it with the white of Christmas, and you get rose. Rose tells us that we are getting close. We've looked at this candle for weeks. Today it's lit. Rose, a combination of purple and white. If you think about it, our lives are a combination of purple and white, of joy and challenges. As these candles give light, they burn themselves. They get shorter and shorter. It's a great model for all of us, a lesson of the virtue of joy. Joy comes from giving a life for others. And we know this. The ultimate example of this is in the cross. There's no greater love than to give one's life for another. St. Teresa of Calcutta was once asked, "Why are you and your sisters so joyful?" And she responded, "Look at the word joy. J-O-Y. Joy. J, Jesus comes first. O, others second. Y, yourself last." We hear today, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all circumstances give thanks, for this is the will of God." In all circumstances, give thanks. This is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. This past week, I came to mind a memory of when I was working at Chrysler. There was three of us, sometimes four of us, every morning once we settled into our job, we would get together and go to a place in the plant and get a cup of coffee. We called it the coffee club. One of the guys, Tim, as we would walk over there and talk, one of those guys, Tim, would sing, "I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart." So we picked up our pace so we could get him a cup of coffee and stop that song. But he would sing it every time. But the point is, we looked forward to that. We looked forward to getting that cup of coffee and being together, talking for 3-4 minutes. We did it every day. We looked forward to that, the coffee club. About 4 years ago, later on, we all went our separate ways. And about 4 years ago, I reached out to that gentleman, Tim, and we got together for dinner. And he knew that I was in seminary studying for the priesthood. And he said, and he wasn't Catholic, and he said, "I'm about ready to retire." And he said, "Wherever you go," he said, "I'd like to help out. I'd like to help out with the poor, the homeless." "I'm about ready to retire." He said, "I'd like to get involved and do something like that." And I said, "Well, I'll keep that in mind. I don't know where I'm going to be." That was 4 years ago. I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow. But anyways, I'm here today, and that's all that matters. So we had a nice dinner together, and I always remembered that. And so about a year ago, last December, my grandfather was in a rehab facility, and so recovering from some time in the hospital. And so I went to go visit my grandpa, and I'm walking in this rehab facility, going down these hallways, looking for grandpa's room, and I see a gentleman, and I look, and I said, "Well, that's Tim." And he was in a wheelchair. So I tapped him on the shoulder, and I said, "Hey." I said, "It's Sean." And he goes, "Oh, yeah." Well, it was very visible. He had had a very severe stroke. Very limited use of his arm, leg. Speech was greatly affected. And so we talked a while, and he asked me, where I was, what I was doing, He said, "Look at me." He said, "I'm probably going to be here for the rest of my life." And so we talked a little bit longer, and I said, "You remember the coffee club?" And he started singing, "I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart." And so I proceeded to then go and visit my grandfather. And then on the way out, I passed Tim as well and said hi and our goodbyes. And as we walked away, he started singing, "I've got joy, joy, joy down in my heart." And I thought, here's a man whose life has been greatly changed. He had it made, about to retire, financially set, and is going to need the help for the rest of his life. But he was able to sing and laugh and have that joy deep in his heart and express that. And that comes from a deep awareness of God I mean, he told me that he prayed. He had awareness of God in a person's heart. And we all have that. And if we are grounded in prayer and know that we are all beloved children of God, there is reason to rejoice. And God gives us a peace and joy deep in our soul that goes beyond any of our circumstances. There's no reason for us not to rejoice today and for others to see it. Each of us in our own unique way is called to proclaim the good news and to give thanks in all circumstances. That's Scripture. Today and every day, God wants us to be joyful. And today provides us the opportunity for us to find that joy in our heart and to share it with one another.